My dad saved a little girl from a burning building. She jumped from the second story and he caught her.
Wow, your dad is a hero. I know someone else who can be your hero. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're here. Come on in, get comfortable. I've got a great story for you today. You know, firemen often have to go right into burning buildings to help get people out safely. And if it wasn't for them, many of those people would get hurt or worse. Firemen are heroes because they risk their life. But you know, Jesus is a hero too. He not only risked his life, he gave it up for you. He died on the cross so that you could be saved. Accept his free gift of salvation by believing in him. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." And now for our story today, it's called Just Trust. Just as Mom and Alana were sitting down to eat lunch, the door opened and Dad walked in. His clothes and face were dirty, and his hand was bandaged. "What happened?" cried Mom. "The apartments near my factory caught on fire, and several of us ran to help," Dad said. "You're hurt," Mom exclaimed, looking at his hand. "Nothing serious. I'll be fine," Dad assured her. "But I'm home for the day. I'll go change, and then I'll tell you all about it while we eat." Alana and Mom listened eagerly as Dad talked about the fire. Smoke and flames were billowing from the building, and I saw a little girl at an open second-story window. I held out my arms and called, "Jump! I'll catch you! I promise I will!" She was crying, but she only hesitated a moment before jumping away from the flames and into my arms. Alana listened with wide eyes. "You're a hero, Dad," she said. "I'm so glad you caught her. You saved her life." Dad smiled. "I'm glad she trusted me and jumped like I told her to." "Me too," said Alana. She was quiet a moment before speaking again. "That's kind of like the way my teacher at church says we have to trust Jesus. She says Jesus loves us and wants us to come to him so he can save us from sin, like you wanted that girl to come to you so you could save her from the fire. I never really got that before. I thought there must be something else I'd have to do to be saved. But I think I understand now. I need to trust Jesus, just like that little girl trusted you." Dad gave Alana a big smile. "I'm so happy to hear you say that," he said. "This is an answer to our prayers." After making sure Alana understood what Jesus did for her, they all bowed their heads. Alana talked to Jesus and asked him for forgiveness. "Thank you for saving me by dying on the cross for my sin," she said as she finished praying. "And thank you, Lord, for showing Alana how much you love her and all you've done for her," Dad added. "Amen." So how about you? Do you know that you can be saved from your sins right now? Jesus loves you and he died for your wrongs so that you could be saved and have eternal life. There's nothing you have to do. He did it all. So trust him to save you. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, make sure you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Here's our key verse today.
Acts 16:31. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
And here's our key thought. Trust Jesus to save you. You know, 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus. Now you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, and every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know Jesus. To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening today to Keys for Kids.